Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning in Ljubljana, Slovenia, I am with Julia Bonazzi, who is CEO and owner of Aquafil. Julia, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. What about you? I hope you are fine.
I'm doing well. I'm actually part of a group that's being hosted by you to see the EcoNeal plant. We'll talk about that in a minute. For those people who may not know about Aquafil, if you can tell us just a little rundown on the company.
Thank you. Aquafil is a company that was born in 1969 and is involved in the production of nylon polymers and nylon BCF yarns and textile filament yarns. Today, we employ more than 2,100 people in 13 different manufacturing plants. We have a capacity in BCF, which is in the range of 200 million pounds per year. In textile, around 55 million pounds per year. And we work I don't remember how many countries, but I try to list them. Italy, Slovenia, Croatia, Belgium, Germany, Turkey, Thailand, China, and of course, United States.
That's right. Most people know that in the United States, you have a plant in Cartersville, and you supply primarily the commercial carpet market with nylon 6. And the capacity of that plant in Cartersville is how many pounds?
It's in the range between 33 to 35 million pounds per year, and we are going to expand it soon.
As I mentioned, we are in Slovenia at your EcoNeal plant. Many people have heard of this brand already. It's been several years growing. I guess the first question people might wonder is why you got in the depolymerization business.
I would like to say because when 40 years ago we started the business, we imagined how interesting was the sustainability and the recycling part of the business, but it is not like that. So we started our nylon 6 activity because at that time nylon 6 was available in terms of monomer, and a few years ago we saw the trend of sustainability becoming really substantial, and I must say it's a need if you want to survive in the long term. And thanks to a lot of things based on the history of Aquafil, the location of the Italian manufacturing facility, our culture, we found, easy to follow a market trend pulled by a lot of customers and to develop this depolymerization activity.
Many of the people in the U.S. know that Shaw has a depolymerization plant in Augusta, Georgia. This is the only other plant of its type in the world, and it's here in Slovenia. Is your process much different than what Shaw does in Augusta?
Yes. First of all, there are also some other small facilities in Japan by Toray and in Korea by Hyosung that are two very famous textile filament producer. Of course, the size is totally different than the one that Shaw is operating and Aquafil is operating. But basically, the difference is from the fact that we try to clean the waste before depolymerizing, and in this way, we believe that our energy efficiency is much higher than all the other plants all over the world, while other plants were designed in a way to utilize in the depolymerization step waste as you can source them from the market. So this is the biggest difference.
And the size of the investment that you've made to get into this business?
It depends how you calculate the real estate that are involved. But without counting buildings that are utilized, because they were already existing, but only the modification that we had to make in order to erect the plant, we are between $45 to $50 million already.
And the pounds that you put into the system and the pounds that you get out, if you can give us a feel for that?
More or less, because of course it depends very much by the type of waste that you try to reprocess. But it's about 40 million pounds, the amount of waste that we input, and about 33 million pounds, the amount of nylon that we regenerate through our EcoNeal regeneration system.
Okay. And most people know that you take back the face yarn of nylon carpet. That's, probably the biggest source. And you also, and this might be interesting to our listeners, also take back nylon fish nets. So was it about 10 million pounds of fish nets and about 20 million pounds of face fiber? Is that about what it is?
Yes, more or less. These are the numbers that are involved. Let's say this first of all. Out of 100% of our regenerated material from 2013, more than 50% is coming from post-consumer sources. The two main streams, as you have correctly remembered, are carpet fluff, what in US you call carpet fluff, so the face fiber Which is separated by the recovery of spent carpets and fishnets. These are the two main streams that we are reprocessing. We love both streams. First, because of course our business is carpet, so the problem is not to make yarn sustainable, it's how to make carpet sustainable, because if we are sustainable but our suppliers or our customers are not, the business is not sustainable. So to recover carpet for us is essential, is the very first priority. Then we found this second stream represented by fishnet that from an environmental standpoint is huge and extremely important, because marine litters and marine litter and debris are one of the biggest problem of pollution of the ocean and of our earth.
Actually, you were saying in your presentation that it makes up at least 10% of the waste that ends up in the ocean, right?
This number is coming from the United Nations statistics, which they give a huge number of plastic waste floating in the sea. And of this huge number, about one-tenth is represented by fishnet. And they speak about 1.5 billion pounds of spent fishnets that are abandoned in the sea. This is what is given as a number by the United Nations.
So if your goal in 13 is to produce 33 million pounds of Econeal, how much of that will end up in the United States, do you think?
It's a good 50%. So for us and for our Econeal yarns, United States is representing the largest market and also growing extremely fast. So more or less what we bring in from United States is also going back in form of BCF yarns.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, we are in Slovenia, which is less than 100 miles from Italy. Why did you end up in Slovenia?
Well, Slovenia was our very first big investment outside of Italy. So we had also to learn. So at that time, it was 1993, when we toured around Eastern European countries looking for nylon plants to be acquired in order to partially delocalize, but mostly to enlarge our activities. At that time, Slovenia represented a good opportunity because the culture of the country is very high. I always remember one element, that the waste separation at home started in Slovenia before in Germany, just to give you the idea of the culture of Slovene citizen. And then very well educated, so there are very good universities. Also, an Italian minority, so for us was easier also the communication process, and then the logistics, because 3 hours from where I live you can drive here, 4 hours from our headquarters based in Italy, where our main plant is located in Italy, which is Arco in the province of Trento, you can drive to Ljubljana to this site. So was representing a very good opportunity.
One last question. When you look at Aquafil, and we know you because of your involvement with commercial carpet fiber, but when you look at your global business, you're in the apparel business too. So you make nylon 6 for the apparel business. What percentage of your business is carpet fiber versus the rest of it?
This year we went through a lot of modification of our business portfolio inside Aquafil, because we sold our engineering resin business for the molding industry, and very recently, closing will be October 1st, we executed an acquisition of the third largest European yarn BCF producer in Europe. So the number I'm giving you is after this acquisition, because the old numbers are no more interesting, but about 85% of our consolidated turnover, which in euro terms is about 500 million euros, is represented by BCF and by carpet activities, in the sense of yarns, of course. And the remaining 15% is represented by textile filament yarns, which is mainly a European business, I must say.
All right. Well, I appreciate you hosting us here on this tour, and it's a very interesting facility and process you have. Again, we've been talking to Giulio Bonazzi from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.